Friday, to actually refer to it on Shabbos as well. We mentioned here the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Aleph. Commenting on the Mechaber in Siv Dalet. The Mechaber speaks about Asa Siv Hei. Tov Lomar, Pasha Ta'akeda, Pasha Saman, Aser Sadibris, Pasha Sola, Min Vashlam, Vechatas Oshem. So the Archa Shulchan is already Medayik from the Lashon of Tov Lomar. It's only a minot, it's not an obligation. The Pasha Tomid, however, and Ezeon Mekomam, and the Brisa of Yishmael, that's an obligation to say every day. That's what we saw in Siman Mem Ches. There, the language is markedly different than the language that's found over here. There it says, V'omrim Pasha Satomid, Losha the Ramah. In Siman Mem Ches, V'omrim Pasha Satomid. And then he goes on, and we mentioned that the Pasha Satomid is something which is obligatory. The Mishnah Berurah explains over there that ideally one should be osek in the Pashas HaTomid. We explain that's probably why in the Olam HaYeshivas the meaning is not to say Karbonos. Why is that so? Because they're osek. They obviously learn, firstly they learn, many learn Kachim, but even those that don't learn Kachim, namely Kol Osekim Pashas Olo Kilo Hikri Gola, where the Mishnah Berurah says over there, Memches HaKabonah Shumisasik Lohavin In Yoneha, Lo amiras hatevus bavad, not simply saying the words, but the attempt to understanding. However, the other position which you mentioned is the thesis a number of times in Shas, that Babli is bolo bakol, that since Babli has in it Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, so therefore the assumption is that if I learn Talmud Babli, so then essentially I have everything that I possibly need, including Tanakh. So I mentioned Rav Soloveitchik had a very unique position that he held that saying of Karbanos is a din daraisa. How did he come to such a maskana that's a din daraisa? He says, more chashid than psuvah dezimra. So psuvah dezimra, the Rambam said, v'shivchu chachamim, chazal v'shabech, those who say psuvah dezimra. Based on the Gemara and Shabbos, we mentioned, the Gemara has a stira between two statements, Omer Rabbi Yisrael, yi chelkin gur mehalo b'chol yoyim. Another statement that, kolem mehalo b'chol yoyim, harizu mecharif v'gadev. The Gemara says, mecharif v'gadev refers to someone who invokes halo hamitri. He thinks that Hashem is going to perform supernatural miracles, going to do the metaphysical on a daily basis. That's something which is inappropriate. One cannot ask Hashem to perform miracles on a daily basis. Hashem came, the halab, so the zimra, that's the hichel, kim gomi halab b'chol yom. That's the Meshech Chochma, and others explain, that's the halab on teva. That's essentially the entire halab that we say every day. Haluka, halu es Hashem ha-shamayim, halu bar-romim, halu ka malochav, halu kol svav, halu shemesh yareach, halu kol kol chayor, all the beings that Hashem created, that more or less carry out the Newton's law of gravitation and all the other kochas ha-teva that are embedded in teva, that's something that we are obligated to say on a daily basis. So as Alechi said, the Rambam writes, v'shivchu chachamim, chazal v'mshabeach, someone who goes ahead and says to the zimra, but he held that psukhe de zimra relative to kabonas is a din daraisa. There are a number of writers. I'll give you the main writer that I didn't discuss yet. I'll discuss it right now. But the main raya is on the Rambam Shita, which is the position of the Mechaber. Machlokes is the Mechaber. Basically, Ashkenazim and Sfaradim differ regarding this matter. A person comes late to davening, and now the question is what to do if I'm there holding by Yishtabach. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Mishkenas Yankim that you have to say minimally, Baruch Shom Asher Yishtabach. That's the minimum that one has to say. The Mechaber says you could skip the entire Pesukah Dezimra. There's no need to say it. You can start from Birchas Kriyashma, and everything is Beseder. Kach Shitas Rambam. So as Alechi said, what do you say? That clearly, Psukah Dezimra is optional. It's something that's an elective. It's not something which is makiv. It's not indispensable. But he brought another raya. And even though there are those who question this raya, lich ora, this raya is a good raya, I'm going to discuss it right now. In Siman, right over here, when the Mechaber says, Tov Lomar, Pashas HaKorbonas, so what are we talking about? That we mentioned, the Shabura quotes in Memches. That's really where he quotes the Gemara. He only here alludes to it. But there in Memches, in Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gemara, there are two Gemaras, one at the end of Megillah, and Daf Laman Alpha Mabez, and one at the end of Titus. The one at the end of Megillah, the Gemara says, that Avraham Avinu Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the context of Brisman Absorb, Bamay Daki Roshena. So Hashem told him, Chol the Egla Meshul Hashes, Ve'ez Meshul Hashes, Ve'ayin Meshul Hashes, Ve'tor Ve'gozol. And then we have the Brisman Absorb, Yudhah Teidak, Yigev Yaz Acha, Ve'er Tzolohem, Ve'avon Avinu Osa Abba Me'ershona, Ve'gam Es HaGoyah, She'avon Adon Anochi, Ve'achlichen Yetzu Ve'chush Godo. So the question is, what was his shaila? The shaila was, in what schus will my children be able to hold on to Eretz Yisrael? Bama Eidaki Roshena, the simple pshat in the pasuk. Hashem told him, Bishus HaKabonos, Kichol the Egel Meshulashit. That's the Gemara at the end of Megillah. It's also the Gemara at the end of Titus. And then they asked And that's how the Gemara presents the question. Okay. And we don't have, shall we say, the Beis HaMikdash, Mate Aleim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kol Zman Shekoren Pasak Avonos, Mal Ani Aleim Keilu Makrivin Lefanai Korban. So, Rav Soloveitchik cited Rabbeinu Yehuda that I want to read to you. An incredible Rabbeinu Yehuda. The Rabbeinu Yehuda is Masha, and this is a Din Daraisa. Now let me just tell you how you put it all together. And this really requires being Messiah for a lot of things together, which is what he did. The Gemara in Brachis and Lafiud, the Gemara discusses the Mishnah. Hakorin Mekam Eilach, in terms of the Zman Kriyashma. Kriyashma has to be read by a certain period of time. At Shalosh Shos, at Arba Shos, whatever the position is, the Machlok gets like everything else. The Gemara says, Mikan Ve'ech Lohifsid. Ask the Gemara, Ma Lohifsid? Lohifsid HaBrachis. That you're not Mafsid the Brachis of Kriyashma, you say it after the appointed time. Fine, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. So the Gemara's Lashon is, Hakorin Mekam Ve'ech Lohifsid, Ka'odam HaKarei Bater. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Ka'odam, it's like you'll get a Kiyam, of reading psukim, so you're reading psukim kriyash ras from the Torah, that kiyum you have. Ka'odam HaKarei Bater. This is quoted by the Rif La'alocha. The Rif actually brings both statements. He says, quotes of Raisa, according to Kamberich Lohitzi, Ka'odam HaKarei Bater, Avon Bavarichu Lefaneo Lacharel. You can make the brachas. Lohitzi Rabrachas comes up in Yehina and says, ask the following question. Now he's talking about the issue, which of course is the Rishonim having a problem with, and it's also a din of Shalach, actually. It's a whole discussion in Shalach. The Gemara says in Gittin, Dvarim Shebichsav, Bichsav, Dvarim Shebalpeh, Balpeh. The halacha is that things that were written, that's Torah Shebichsav, have to remain Bichsav. And things that were Balpeh have to be said Balpeh. There's an Isser. Just like there's an Isser of writing down Torah Shebalpeh, the Gemara quotes in Gittin, you're not allowed to write down Torah Shebalpeh. The head that the Gemara says is, Eis Las Hashem, Efeh Torah Secha. The Gemara in Hanizok and elsewhere, matter of fact, Soloveitchik commented, it's actually I found it later, the Chassam Sefer, the Rambam, the Hakdamah, the Mishnah Torah, very fascinating Rambam. It's very rare, the Rambam is not usually very prolix, he's very precise, very succinct. That's how the Rambam operates. So somehow the Hakdamah, the Mishnah Torah, he felt the need to apologize for the Sefer that he wrote. So he goes through a discussion of what happened throughout history, namely in the days of the Rambam starts actually with Rebbe, Yudah Nossi. He had to, as you know, the Gemara speaks about Megillah Storim, that he used to gather, that's when Rebbe gathered notes that people wrote down Torah Shebal Peh, what they heard the Shurim, they heard from the Rabbeim. You're not allowed to write down Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh, Bal Peh, supposed to be Dafka transmitted orally, cannot be written down. But they wrote it down, it's called Megillah Storim. That's what Rashi in Shabbos, a few other places, Rashi comments on Megillah Storim. So he gathered those Megillah Storim and put together the Mishnais. Why? Because Rebbe saw the matzah was absolutely Oyim Menorah, Torah might be forgotten. That's one explanation that the Rambam provides over there in the Hakdamah to Mishnah Torah. The Rambam continues, after Rebbe, Rabbi Ravashi, apparently the same situation, there was a fear that because the people are wandering from place to place, and because the Torah would not be preserved, so there was once again a need to write it down, almost as if the Rambam is saying, every generation, then he writes in the Goyim, and then the Rambam writes about his own era, because the Rambam felt somehow the need to apologize for writing the Mishnah Torah. What's the apologetics based on? Based on the fact they're not allowed to write down Torah Shebal Peh. There's an Issur to write down Torah Shebal Peh. The Chassam Sofer writes like that also in his in his writings, that's the basis for the Rambam. So there was a din Torah Shebal Peh, Bal Peh, Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichsav, Bichsav. So here in Shulchan Aruch, I'm sure you're familiar with it. There's a Zim Mem Tes. The Mechaber has a very famous chapter, and the chapter is entitled Sheyachalom HaKriyashma Bal Peh. Kriyashma can be said Bal Peh. So the Mechaber begins over there in Mem Tes the following. I'll read the Losh of the Mechaber. Avogav de Kaimel and Dvarim Shebichsav, V'yat Torah Asher de Yomim Bal Peh. You're not supposed to say Dvarim Shebichsav Bal Peh. So there are many terutzim into this kasha. And this is a very important kasha. How do we daven b'chlal? Some people daven by heart. How do they daven by heart? So the Mechaber says, Kol Dov Sherogil V'Shogur B'fi HaKoyel. If it's something we're so familiar with, that we know the text well, Kigon Kriyashma B'chaskoyenim, U'Pashas HaTomid V'chad Yetzu V'emuter. So here he mentions Parshas HaTomid. I said last time on Friday that Parshas HaTomid is Li'ikuba. That's Ma'akim. Not just for men, it's Ma'akim for women. That's the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham quotes in Mem Zayim, which is the Siman of Birchas HaTorah, that women, Noshim Bevarchas Birchas HaTorah. The question is why, if they're part of the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Gemara Kedushin, the Gemara Tevosam Esbenechem Veloy Benoseichem, women are part of the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah technically. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Magen Avraham, he also quotes the second time, they're chai to learn the dinim that are relevant to them. He quotes in the Bi'a Alocha, and that's one reason. The second reason is because the Mechuit is the same Parshas HaTomid, and that's mentioned over here. Anyway, so the Mechaber in Mem Tes tells us that to take care of this problem with Rosh Shebichsav, Yatav Asher, the Yom Bal Peh, it's a dover rogil, v'shogah b'fi Yaakov, that you can go ahead and say Baal Peh. The Mishnah Berurah writes over there, he tells you a summa. How does a summa daven? An iver. How does he daven? So he says, Eis las Hashem, v'fer to Rasecha, hu adin, hu beisar asurim. Someone in prison has no chumash. So again, he has the same heter. Then he quotes that Kasevar Advaz, I'm reading now in Mem Test, the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Beis, Likros ha-pashe Baal Peh v'shosho she'atzi v'koryani nizor, aber in Yimecha l'acherin, the guy calls the taste in Tzvura. A very famous, the same sugya that Dvarim Shebechsav Iyat HaRashur Derim Baal Peh. So comes the taste in Tzvura. Other Rishonim said like that also. That Issa is only relevant if you are being Motzi Acherim Dech HaBasan. When you're being Motzi others Dechiyav, then the halach is you're not allowed to say Tarsha Baal Peh. Because that's the question. How do we say Kriya Shema Baal Peh? How do we go about doing it? So as I said, and by the way, what does it mean, Baal Peh? Even if I have a sitter, if a person, let's say, has a sitter in front of me, most of us stop them sidurim, but at the end of the day, it's called Kikriya Baal Peh. Why is it called Kriya Baal Peh? Because since you don't have a sefer sholim, that's written Miksav Ashuris, and it's written ala klaf, which is kosher, that's considered to be Baal Peh. Even if I read from Chumash of Tanakh, that's Nitpas Al Nior, it's Kikriya Baal Peh. So it's the same halacha, there's no distinction. So the Goyin, in the Hagoy Sagra actually, both in the Bi Agra and the Hagoy Sagra and Tzmura, that he holds like that Taisa. That's what Mishnah Berurah here quotes in Simen Mem Tes, namely that the Taisa said, Dvar Shebechsav Yat HaRashor Deon Baal Peh is only when Yamotzi Acherim Dechavosa. It's not a din in Hilchus Limud HaTorah. It's a prat in Mesiras Torah LaAcherim. That when you give over, when you transmit Torah to others, so the halacha is that you have to be that this din of Dvarim Shebechsav Iyat Torah Shoyim Baal Peh is when you give it over to others.
Well, the person reciting Kiddush, so the person should daven the bench, or can't you do it Baal Peh?
Chatchila, one should always daven from a siddur, one should always say Kiddush from a
siddur. And I say, when you're Mutzi Yedei Acherim,
that's right, according to the Taisa Tzmura, correct. And so the reason why I say all this again is because, as I said, the Mechaber here is quoting a different Teres. Mechaber Mem Tes is quoting Dabar Sherogel v'shogel b'fi akol. That's his answer. This is also found in Rishonim.
The kiddush is shogel b'fi kol.
Yeah, that's the heter to say it Baal Peh.
But you're saying even though shogel b'fi kol,
l'chatchila one should always say. That's right. One should always try to say it actually b'chsav. It's interesting that if you take a look in the there's a sefer by Rav Chaim Zimmerman. Maybe you know that name, Rav Chaim Zimmerman.
The Grim, from Blender.
That's right. Yaakov Blender is a son-in-law. Yes. Rav Chaim Zimmerman.
Yes.
He's still in the yeshiva?
No,
he lives in Beitar.
Yeah,
he left a long time ago. So he's also a very, very unique Baal Kishrei. Tremendous Kishrei. Yeah. So his shver, Rav Chaim Zimmerman, was a goyin adir. His shver actually was a nephew of Abba Chber, the Kamenetz Rosh Yeshiva. He learned for a while Yitzhak Chanan. He used to learn the steps leading to Aron Kodesh. He was a Meshumet de Ge'ilui. Unbelievably, I don't know personally, but he has a Sefer Binyan Halacha, which is Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of that Sefer. Rav Soloveitchik liked it very, very much. It was a remarkable Ilui. So he has also this discussion on the Rambam and the Akdamah to Mishnah Torah, because again, they always wrote down Megillah Storim. They used to write down Tarsha Baal Peh, but they did it sort of furtively, clandestinely, in a stealthy kind of way, because of this Isser of writing down Tarsha Baal Peh. Okay, so now I'm coming to the Rabbi Nieda. Oh, this was just like a shingle ramble. So Rabbi Nieda. Rabbi Nieda, he writes in the, he writes over here, Izirach Rabbi Nieda. I'm going to read you the Lashon HaBinyan. He quotes from Rabbi Shlomo ben Ahor something which is remarkable. He says here, I'll read the Lashon. Lo hifsid ka'adam shekoy batara. This is going on that sugi in Brachas and Avyudim Beis, that the person who reads Kriya Shema after Gimel Shor, lo hifsid ka'adam shekoy batara. The Gemara says, ma lo hifsid, lo hifsid ha'brachas. So he says, yesh lishol, ma bazeh balashmienu, she lo hifsid ka'adam shekoy batara. Bazeh dava poshit. What's the chiddush? Obviously, person, you read, you learn, you read Tarshi B'chsav. You say Kriya Shema. Of course it's Kadam Shekari Batara. What Chiddush is the Gemara telling us? Lo Hifsi HaBrachas Kadam HaKari Batara. What's he telling us? V'tir Tarav HaShom Nahar. One of the Rishonim, that when he on the cross of HaShom Nahar, he has the following teretz. He says, the Asal HaShemina Sha'abu Bishit Dvar Shibichsav Lo Nitnu Lo Amram Al Peh. That even though there's a din, that Dvar Shibichsav cannot be said Baal Peh, cannot be verbalized, Ushar Psukim in the Yachalikros, Afilochi, Kriyashma, Yachalikros Al Peh. Kriyashma is the seventh Alocha. Kriyashma can be said Baal Peh. The Apple Bishen Akarius of the Shem Cheva, even though you're not reading it l'shem chayva, because it's after this man, so you're just kadam akari b'atayra lo hisir abrachos. You came and shenita l'aymer al peh l'chayva yachal aymer afil l'shalay l'chayva. That seems you're allowed to go ahead and say it al peh when you're mechuyav to say kriyat shema, and you say kriyat shema this man. So then there's no question you'll be yotzei. So now even though it's shalay l'chayva because it's acharei hazman, says the Rabbi Neshama ben Ahara, you can go ahead and do so. Kol ha'pam sheyitze, u'mizeh atam, hiskinu lomar pashas karbonos al peh b'chol yom. He said, the minig was to say the pashas of karbonos every single day, neshehi chayva, because there's an obligation to say the pashas of karbonos. He's not only talking about the pashas atomic, he's talking about pashas of karbonos, both in klovi. Kidaminim b'medrish. And he quotes a medrish, which is the Gemara at the end of Megillah, the end of Tainis that I mentioned a few moments ago. Omer Avraham Avinu, b'mo yida ki yirashena, kloma b'eze schus, yiskaimu lehem haftochos secho, omer lo b'schus hakabonos, shenem ha tichol yeg lo mishuleshes. And again, he goes through the whole thing. Tein, nach b'zman she'em b'zman nishkayim. B'zman she'em b'zman nishkayim ha'ikol ha'meimram, yomu lefonai parshas hakabonos, umala ani aleihem ki ilu bonu b'z ha'migdosh, v'ikrivu olav korban. By saying the parshas hakabonos ki ilu, we have now built the b'z ha'migdosh, Ki'ilu, we are being makriv karbonos. And then he says, u'mizeh atam, nami omim harim mekomos, pashis b'chas kohanim, dekemin shechoy v'loimar, b'chol yom b'chas kohanim, al peh, b'shaz nesiyas kapayim, yohol oimar, afilu shlo b'makom chayva. Okay, he goes on to discuss a few other matters, but basically he said the following, Rav Shlomo Nahor, any parsha, and it doesn't have to be only kriyashma, it could be parsha karbonos, could be, for example, the parsha Rami Yerbet Abi, that is a chiv to read it. So therefore, you're allowed to read it. Balpeh knows whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, calls man shekoren parashat karbonos kilu bonu beisamidosh kilu karbonos, has a din daraisa, has a token of a din daraisa. Asolech recited this Rabbeinu Yonah to prove that Amiras HaKarbonos is a din daraisa. By the way, it sounds like it, that he's saying that's a din daraisa. Not only that, that when the Gemara says, and this is really part of Rabbeinu Yonah as well, because that explains the lashon of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah said, "Akorim mikam be'echol hisi, kolam akorim b'atayra," so the Gemara says over there, "Daf Yudim Abez," what we just mentioned a second ago, and that's what he points out. It means lo hisi abrochas. So the question right away everyone asks, "What do you mean lo hisi abrochas?" It doesn't say that. It says ka'adam hakorim b'atayra. How could the Gemara interpret my lo hisi abrochas? The Gemara doesn't say that. The Mishnah says ka'adam lo hisi, ka'adam hakorim b'atayra. Doesn't say lo hisi abrochas. So Hashem Nahar goes on to explain that not only when you read the Kriyashma, Bizman Horoi, let's say Spod Dechovas Kriyashma, or any other parsha, let's say Arami Rabbi Abdi, regarding Havas Bikurim, but if you read the parsha Kriyashma, Lachas Mano, there's a Chaloy Shem of Kurin Parsha Shema, or Parsha Arami Rabbi Abdi, Shalom Behekshar with Bikurim, as a Chaloy Shem of Kriyas Parsha Bikurim, therefore you're allowed to say Brichas Kriyashma. Notice what is Rabbi Nyan is saying, and this is how Soloveitchik interpreted this Rabbi Nyan. He said, Rabbi Yonah is saying that Legabe Birchas Kriyashma, what is the bracha coming? Each bracha comes to explain one of the parshas of Kriyashma. I heard this from my Rebbe Anisim Albert Zatzal. It was partial like that, that each bracha corresponds to another parsha of Kriyashma. Namely, the first bracha of Yotzeh Or Vari Choshech, Osi Shon Vari Sakol, talks essentially about the Bria. And if you recall, as I imagine all of you recall, Amei Elos Adam Alev Rachamim, Morab Masech Hashem Kula B'Chokh Masisa HaMelech HaMon Levad Vyaz HaMeshub V'Yafor Emesasi Elokei Alam Rachamech HaAvim Rachayim Alein Adon Azeh Tzimus Kabeinu Tel Baruch Dol Deya Achil Basuch HaMot Tov Yisar Kolo Lishma. And then at one point V'Chula B'Kav L'Mayim O Mach Shabayim Zeh V'Zeh. I skip a little bit. So that's Kabbalah of Mach Shabayim. That's the first Parsha of Kriyashma. It's Kabbalah of Mach Shabayim. What's the second Parsha? Corresponds to the second Bracha. Abba Rabba Avtonu Hashem Elokeinu Chem Lo Gedol V'Yisar HaMalto Aleinu. What's the second parsha? And then we say, Kabbal Sol Mitzvahs, where do you see that in Abba Rabba? Lilmod, Ulalameh, Lishmor, Velaso, Sulekayim. Mamish Kabbal Sol Mitzvahs. That's why the Mishnah writes in Brachas. The reason why we are makdim, the first parsha and the second parsha, first is we come upon ourselves, Omav Shamayim, and then all Mitzvahs. And now the third parsha, of course, is Zechirat Tzfias Mitzrayim. And that's pretty clear also in the last bracha of Kriyashma leading to God Yisrael. That's exactly what it's all about. Zechias, it's Yes Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Yonah, essentially, that's how our salvation, you saw this in this Rabbi Yonah, that he's telling us that the three brachas of Kriyashma come to explain the token of each of the parshas of Kriyashma. Bracha Bishena, what the Gemara calls the brachas midas laila bayom, midas yom balaila. The Gemara does not the base, because they, as we well understand, those who are Zoroastrianism, mishabar yom la bar laila, mishabar laila bar yom. So Chazal dafka underscore this, that lahaski midas laila bayom, midas yom balaila. That's what we do. And the whole Pasha Rishonah, the whole Teichon, the first Pasha, is this idea of Kavos Mal Shemai. And that's why we say in Shachris, the Shiras HaMalochim, Kodosh, 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 Hashem, Tzvokos, Baruch HaLaretz, Kavodo, Baruch Hu Hashem, Mkeimo. The second Pasha, as we just said, is Kavos HaMitzis, the Bracha V'Abra V'Abra. And Gual Yisrael, we add as well, we add Makas Becheiras and Kriyas Yamsuf, we add a number of other elements that's found in Tesefta, found Yerushalmi. So even though min haTorah, it's enough to read three parshas, but min Rabbanon, you have to read Kriyashma im Birchos Seha. That's the key. The key is Kriyashma bim Birchos Seha, because these are brachas that really define each parsha. As a matter of fact, some Yerushalmi point out that this is probably the reason why that there's no need for a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriyashma. Why don't we make another Birchas HaMitzvah? Asher Yerushalmi says to Yisrael, Likures HaShma. That's what we should say. We don't make such a bracha. The answer is because if I have a mitzvah, that the entire chetzah shel mitzvah is found in the misgeret of a bracha, such as Kriya Shema, there's no need for another Birchas HaMitzvah to be imposed on top of it. That's why the Baal HaMor and the Sivus writes in his Agoda, the Maisa Nisim, like that. This is based on also Leil HaSeder. That Leil HaSeder, there we say the following. In Leil HaSeder, we have, again, four koses. Why don't we make a separate bracha? Shekin Ishan, Mesos Yitzivanu, Chazal Masak in the Mitzvah Dal Kaisis. The answer is because the Gemara says, Kolachas V'achas Mitzvah V'atzmei, the Gemara Navi Tzochim. Each one is a separate Mitzvah, and it's already formulated in the Misgeret of a Bracha. There's no need to impose one Bracha on top of another Bracha. And that's exactly the same Yisrael that's being said over here as well. And therefore, that's exactly the Mishnah's Mechadish, that even though you're a Kuri Kriyashma after this man, but often that I'm not Yetzir the Chiyav, but the Chetzah of Kriyashma is continued to be a Chetzah of Kriyashma, and therefore I can even reach Baal Peh. That's exactly the halacha. Now I can actually talk a little bit about this, because this is a famous Rav Soloveitchik also. He commented on the Gemara in Gemara has in Seita. The Gemara has in Eil Ne'amarim. The Gemara is a famous Gemara. The Gemara is the Kasha that this Gemara is found twice in Shas. The Gemara talks about the Megillah and Seita. You want to be zechut harichus yomim. So what do you have to do? The Gemara asks the Kasha. They ask Avos Men Shamua Bameh Arach the Yomim. So there are many, many different explanations. Arichas Yom, this is the Lahavdim Lefalv Adolz, Ponce de Leon, Fountain of Youth. Anyway, so that's exactly what the Gemara discusses, the Fountain of Youth, in two places in Shas, in Seita and Megillah. What's the Fountain of Youth? So one of the terutzim that he gave over there is L'nasasi Kapei B'lei Bracha. That whenever I never duchen without a bracha. So that Mr. Rashi says over there, it's going on the Birchas HaMitzvah, the bracha that Kohanim make before they duchen. Hashem Kedushonu Bikdushos Shel Aharon V'Tzivonu L'Mor Samo Yisrael V'Yavah. So the question is, what's the Chiddush? That's a Gemara. We know that every time Chazal Masakin the Mitzvah, there's a Birchas HaMitzvah that precedes it. Kohanim Mitzvahs B'Vorech Alein Evel Asiyosah. You're supposed to make a bracha before you go ahead and perform a Mitzvah. So that's the case. So it's Mashma that somehow, when he said that Niyomai L'Nasasi Kapi V'Lo Bracha, Mashma, that maybe he held there was no bracha of the Birchas Kohanim. The mitzvah Nesias Kapayim does not require a Birchas HaMitzvah before Bikadin. So what he did was Mias Chesidus. Like he was, he volunteered a new bracha. He was Misnadev, a new bracha. Something that we never heard of. They all talk about the Keren Neira and Saita, the Rami Sodam, Saita, the Netziv, and all the Mefarshim discuss it. And but apparently, if you assume that Chazal,
what is his response? But Mer Haftayam, he said, Lo Nesati
Kapayim. Miyamin Lo Nesasi Kapayim Velo Bracha.
Which means that he didn't do.
He never did the Siyas Kapayim without a bracha.
What's
he telling us?
Right.
Ma Chiddush. There's a Birchas HaMitzvah. There's a mitzvah in Siyas Kapayim every day. Of course, you have to make a bracha. So, as I said, maybe he's telling you that basically the Oven Ekroni Siyas Kapayim does not require a bracha. There's no need for a Birchas HaMitzvah, the Fonea. But Mias Chesidus, he went ahead and said a bracha. That's one shot. However, in light of what we're saying now, maybe you could understand it differently. That's what Rav Soloveitchik taught, that mikuach the takonos chachamim, that you have to go ahead. Where do we do nesias kapayim? It's one of the few mitzvahs we do b'toy chazara sashatz. Someone asked me if we could do nesias kapayim chazara sashatz, why can't I eat a piece of matzah in the middle of chazara sashatz? Or why can't I do other things? We have tkiyas in the mitzvah of the Shemoneh Esrei. Those who are makbid to daven to blow tkiyas in the Shemoneh Esrei belachash, but we blow in the Shemoneh Esrei in chazara sashatz. Tkiyas, I'll say to our brachas, that's a kiyam. It's a kiyas of kiyas. I'll say that brothers. We combine actually the shmoneseh together with the kiyas. Okay, but the matzah we're not going to eat in the middle of shmoneseh. That would constitute a hefsek. But here we have the siyas kapayim. Chazal apparently. They took the siyas kapayim, they put it into Chazaras HaShas. Al Seder HaBrachas. So it's very similar to Tkiah Shefa, that Tkiah Shefa is Miskayim Al Seder HaBrachas. And the whole mitzvah is Miskayim Benusach Shel Bracha. Or it's in the Misgeret of a Bracha, of the Shmoneh. And that's where there's no need for a Seder Bechas HaMitzvah Lefaneha. And maybe that's exactly what Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua was thinking. But he said, Mi'amai Lanosasi Kapayim Lo Bracha, because any Bracha that's found in the Misgeret of a bracha anyway, there's no need to go ahead and make a separate bracha. You know what I'm saying? Okay, there's a lot of, but I'll just add to this, since already it's in my head, that there's a Rabbeinu Yehonah, also very interesting in Masechet Brachas, that he quotes from Avraham Goin, a very fascinating shita. Let's say a person says Kriya Shema, and Ma'ariv, you say Kriya Shema, and the Besak Knesset with the brachas, Kedem Azman. Bizman Chazal, they daven early. They had no electricity. They were compelled to daven early, so he said daven earlier. So what's the din? You have to go ahead, and after it says Chum, you have to go ahead and say Kriya Shema. You have to make sure you read it again. And then when you read it in your home, so then what do? You say Kriya Shema. Says Avraham Goin, no, you don't just say Kriya Shema, you make a bracha. Asher Kedishonim, it says, V'sivonu, Likras Hashema. Pilei Ployim. So right away, Rabbi Yehonah argues with him. He said, what are you talking about? Zelon Achot, that we never find such a bracha b'shum makom. We can't go ahead and create our own brachas. Chazal have to be misakin the bracha. Anytime you have a bracha, not found in Chazal, right away, they have a lot of difficulty with it. So what's the sheet of Avraham Goin? Why did he say that Maishno, someone who reads Kriya Shema, you don't have to make a birchas hamitzvah asher kedishon besoyis yitzivano likuras hashma. Dafka mi shekoras hashma kodim zmano im abrochus v'korei es hashma achar kach b'loy birchaseh to be yotz in the mitzvah kriya shem zman comes to Avraham Goin and says he has to go ahead and make a bracha. What kind of malach is that? So apparently that's exactly the point. That when Chazal mesakin the kriya shema the way they were mesakin in the morning the emtzah abrochos, there's no question. That's in order that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema should be mekuyam in the miskeret of bracha. Namely, which bracha? The brachas of Kriya Shema. And there's no need to make a separate bracha, asher kedishonu mitzvah yitzivonu likuras hashma. Even though Kriya Shema is a mitzvah seh daraisa, pamayim v'yom, as the Rambam says, there's no need to go and have another bracha on top of it, because the whole miskeret is a miskeret of bracha. Namely, the first bracha, the second bracha, the third bracha, me'achas sheken kol zman she'adam koris hashma bizmano im birchos seho. You read the Kriya Shema Zman, ain't Tzorach L'Varech Ol Birchas HaMitzah. Let's make another Birchas HaMitzah on top of that. Asher HaGidishon Mitzah Zizon Likras HaShema. But apparently, if you read the Shema B'li Brachas, or you read the Shema Shalom Zman, then Avraham Goin held, Dav Nemachan HaBrocha. You have to go ahead and make a separate Brocha at night time when you're going to say the Kriya Shema Zman. You have to make a bracha. Asher Kedishon. Besides, it's Zivon. Only Kras Hashma.
But Birkas Kodesh is in the context of Shmoneser. So
that's exactly my point. That's exactly what we just said. That since in the context of Shmoneser, it means it's Al Seder HaBrachos.
So it sounds like he didn't have to make a bracha.
That's why he was mechadish. Miyomai lo nososi kapai b'loy bracha. Anu
din. Very good. That getting a scar for bracha batala.
No, it's not a bracha batala. This chiddush is either, as I said before, it's minas chesidus. Or he's
saying, if you're not supposed to, that's a bracha batala, right?
I'm trying to explain, again, showing you all these three areas that exactly are the same. It's four areas altogether. It's Kriya Shema, according to Avraham Goin, and you make a seven bracha at night time. I read the Kriya Shema earlier, and sure. Right. And now, at night time, so I want to be able to see Kriya Shema, so I wait till after Tzeis Kachavim, I say Kriya Shema. Now, to make a seven bracha, Shegel Yishon, Zeg Zon, Likras HaShema. We've never heard such a bracha.
No, it does not.
The answer is, because if I don't read it in the context of the brachas Bizman, then I'm now going ahead and be Mekayim, a seven mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and Lavach and HaBracha on them. Similarly, Tkiyas Al Seder HaBracha, the same story. You don't make a bracha, Asher Kedishon Mitzvot Tzitzono, Lishma Kol Sheva. We do make a bracha, but not on the Tkiyas Al Seder HaBrachas. We do the Tkiyas Tevyusha, the Tkiyas beforehand. That's the Balamon Rabban, whole discussion in the Surah Shoshana. And similarly, on Pesach night, I don't make a separate bracha on the Dal Keses, because the Dal Keses are found in the context of brachos. The first bracha is Kiddush. Second bracha is Gal Yisrael. It's the context of a bracha. Third bracha is Brichas Hamazon. Fourth bracha is Hallel. All are brachos. There's no need to impose another bracha on the mitzvah that is mekuyim in the context and the misgeret of bracha. And I'm saying here also regarding Messias Kapayim, that's what he was mechadish of Elazar ben Shammua. He was mechadish when they said to him, "Bamer after Yomim, What's the chiddush of Avodas Ben Shavua? The chiddush is that even though the Siyas Kapayim is dafka found in the Misgeret HaBrocha, Shmon Esrei, so why is there a need to go ahead and say a Birchas HaMitzvah, seven Birchas HaMitzvah? That's his chiddush, that I made a seven Birchas HaMitzvah in the Siyas Kapayim.
Right, why is he... Why is he mechayes that he should make a bracha? We just said they shouldn't make a bracha.
Okay, we passed an halacha that we don't make a bracha on the Siyas Kapayim. The right. reason why we don't do it, as I said, because dafka, since the whole Siyas Kapayim Chazal, we're masaking it in the context of Shmon Esrei, so it's connected apparently to the brachas of Shmon Esrei. It's connected between where it's found.
But you say, but in light of the Havamina, that's
exactly,
what you're...
Exactly, light of the Havamina.
His bracha he made was on the, like, the Yisrael would make it?
No, the Kohen would make the bracha, unquestionably.
We do say it, right?
Yes,
we do.
That bracha we do say. Yeah. At the end of the day, we do say that bracha. Right. So somehow we have mechala between the Siyas Kapayim, which is found in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and all the other three examples that I gave you, right. Kriya Shema and the like. So that's apparently different. Okay, Hayotzi Mikol Dvareinu, my only interest was simply to indicate this obligation to go ahead and, again, saying Karbonos or saying the Parashat Tomei. Now here, as I said in Sif, going back in Siman Aleph, to Sifhei, that's what we started with. So he mentions here a whole series of things. Tov Lomar, Pashas HaKedah. But Tov Lomar, it's not Makeh. Many people don't say. Many people do not say, as I point out in the Aruch HaShulchan, relative to Mem Ches, where it says Ve'oimram, Pashas HaTomid. So Pashas HaKedah, and Mishabur explains again. By the way, here also, the Mechaber mentions also Aseres HaDibris. Aseres HaDibris, Pashas HaMan. I mean, these are all, they all are significant because, again, Aseres HaDibris, to remember Maimon HaSinai, and certainly, Parshas Haman, Arpanos is completely dependent upon Hashem Yisbarach. That we see from the Tkufat Korona and Shum Safek, it's all Yad Hashem from beginning to end. But the Lashon of Tov Lomar indicates, as I said, that it's not a obligation. I'll just finish with the Ramah. The Ramah says over here, "V'dafka biyochid muta lomar aseres hadibros bechol yom." I will osur laomram b'tzibur. Very fascinating Ramah. That only biyochid can one say aseres hadibros, one cannot say it b'tzibur. This is based on the Rashba, the truth of Rashba. And actually, the truth is, a smach of the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara says that they wanted to introduce aseres hadibros in Kriyat Shema. They didn't know which parsha. Parsha is Bilam, because they also, Bilam and Balak, they have the also psukim there that are connected to this idea. Aseres hadibros is also connected. But Chazal were afraid that Taromas Aminim. That's what Mishnah Berurah quotes over here. If you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, so he mentions that this is the issue that Chazal wrestled with reference to the issue of introducing Aseres HaDibros. Taromas Aminim, because they would say that the Ikra HaTorah is Aseres HaDibros. I mean, that's the whole issue of standing or not standing for Aseres HaDibros. The Rambam. The Rambam is a very famous letter. I mean, Minhag Ashkenazim is to stand for Aseres HaDibros. So many people, what they do is, because of that Rambam, they stand the Aliyah beforehand. And they don't only stand for Aseres HaDibros, because people will come to the Maskana that the most important part of Torah is Aseres HaDibros. The rest of it is essentially secondary, not significant, not critical.
Rambam writes a letter against it?
The Rambam writes against standing. The Sfardim sit. They sit for Kriyas HaTorah. Even the whole idea of standing for Kriyas HaTorah is Macholis. Basically, among the Dolei Rishonim, Ikra Din is not required to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. Rav Woodberg, I mean, people who are Machmir stand, Rav Soloveitchik thought it's based on Yerushalmi and Brochus, that Yerushalmi says that since every time we have Kriyas HaTorah, it's a reenactment of Maimon HaSinai. Maimon HaSinai was Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'erseis, Be'zeh. Matter of fact, we're going to talk about Nis Hashem, hopefully another occasion. Mishnah Berurah discusses this also. Must I stand for Karbonos? Because it says, "V'loshem l'mar yavo v'al korban v'yamen al korbano." So a person has to stand when he says korbanos. I think the minhag is generally not to do that. But Aseres HaDibros, Chazal decided to be mevatel is that because taromas aminim. So here, that's what the Ramah says that dafka biyachid, you can say Aseres HaDibros, but it should not be said b'tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah actually calls it Magen Avraham. He says even to be koveya Aseres HaDibros. Take a look in the just one of the last Mishnah Berurah we'll read. That he writes here, Tez Zayin. You see, because Tez Zayin, they are Kofrim. Sheyomu ein Torah elazoy. The whole Torah consists of Aseres HaDibros. You know, there's a famous Rapsad Yigon. Rashi quotes in the Mishpatim. Rashi quotes from Rapsad Yigon. Rapsad Yigon wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs, which is relatively small. I don't think it's more than a few pages. What he did was he took Kol HaTorah Kula and said, Kol HaTorah Kula is embedded in Aseres HaDibros. All 613 mitzvahs. You have to figure out 10 headings, And under these 10 headings is subsumed Kol HaTorah Kula. And there's was a great going, Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Pella. He wrote 3 volumes on the Rav Sadia Gaon, Sefer Halitzah, 3 volumes of 5,000 pages. He sat in Vilna, then he came to Yerushalayim, and he actually explicates each one of the areas of the 10 Aser Sadibra. And you can figure it out. Now, each Dibra has a certain theme, a certain conceptual idea, and thematically, X number of mitzvahs fall under this Dibra, X number of mitzvahs fall under another Dibra. So the Shavua said, because they are kevim shem, we ain't Torah lazo, ובפרט בזמננו לקח עם קייס ונסות גם כן על קונצ'וס המיוחד לציבור and יש הקוסד לעשה לעמר בציבור לקבר בן הברך זמר קריא השמע אבל קודם בר שם עמוד רב בציבור וענה נתינו לעשה בציבור כל וכל וביוחד היוחד נמצא עשה עשה דיברוס I think some Sidurim even publish עשה עשה דיברוס at the Dabbi they have עשה עשה דיברוס but the Kvor ותוך הברוכז גם ליוחד is also So that's what Mishabrua quotes here, that it's improper, inappropriate. And this may be me, I'll discuss, I believe that I'll begin tomorrow a little bit with discussion about when I grew up, so the shuls I went to had, on top of the Aron Kodesh, Aseres HaDibros. I don't think I ever got in a shul that didn't have Aseres HaDibros. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't
really,
see it.
It's had a Bekitzer. Didn't have a...
No, of course Bekitzer. Or they had it on the mantle of Sefer Torah. They would have Aseres HaDibros. The question is that a violation? What's going on? It seems to be not in sync with what the... So many Achrenim indicate that it's awesome. That's not a proper thing to do. There's a sefer called Shuro Shai, which is... I went looking last night by Rav Shlomo Yehuda Tabak. He was a Romanian Pesach. He lived in the mid-1800s to the early 1900s. So he has a tshuva about this. I don't have the sefer, but I asked someone to... Yes, and they read it for me. The entire tshuva. I said, he held it's awesome. To put the Aseres HaDibros on top of the Aron Kodesh, he said it's awesome. And I mean, anyone who comes into the shul and they think that's it, there's nothing else. So then they asked him, but some shuls have it. Apparently it was popular in his time. So he said they didn't ask the Rav. And they just went ahead and constructed it without asking Rabbanim. And this is actually something that was very common. But clearly the Paskim are not in favor of this situation. Okay.
Let me get this back.
You send it to Rabbi. You send it to Rabbi.